The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away, the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, when does the bridegroom espouse each one of us to himself? When did he make us his bride? When did we become members of his body? It is in and through his gift of the Spirit, which took place on the day of our baptisms. His Spirit is our seal, our marital seal of union with him. So long as the Holy Spirit abides in us, we are his spouse and destined for eternal glory. It was the same for the apostles who received the Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And what takes place when we receive the Spirit but that we receive a new law, which St. Paul says is the law of the Spirit, which we see most fully in our Lord's new command when he says, "Love one another as I have loved you." But we also see it on different occasions, like when our Lord says, Moses said to you, "Thou shalt not kill." I say to you, do not even be angry with your brother. It has been said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So the law of the Spirit, it does not preclude the old law. It incorporates it, but it surpasses it. And the apostles had to learn this. What was necessary for the Jewish people in order to be saved? What must they do but fulfill the command, fulfill the law? My brothers and sisters, for us, what is necessary for salvation? That we have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the apostles, they had to have this distancing from the old law. They had to learn this. And they had salvation with them. Our Lord Jesus Christ was present. So he's trying to say, don't focus on fulfilling the law, though you're not supposed to forget that. Focus on becoming one with me. I am here with you in your midst. When I am gone from you, then you can fast. Because fasting for the Jewish people was necessary for salvation. Why do we as Christians fast? Not to be saved, but to be more fully purified so that we can be more intimately united with Christ. There is a shift of focus that must take place, and the apostles needed that shift. In many of us, maybe in most of us, perhaps in all of us, there is that need for purification of that old mentality. There's at least a little bit of a sense, if I'm going to go to heaven, I need to do X, Y, and Z. If God is going to love me, I need to win his love. I need to make myself lovable. And our Lord wants to obliterate that sense in us completely. I love you forever and always, no matter what you do. Salvation is my free gift to you. You don't have to do anything but open your hearts to me. This is what our Lord sought to teach the apostles and what he wants every single one of us to come to know. That we live the law not for the law's sake, but we live the law to be more fully united to Him who gives Himself to us freely and without reservation and loves us eternally just simply because He is love, not because of anything that we do. As we receive our Lord, He gives us His Spirit ever more fully. Let us ask two graces today from the Holy Spirit, that we might live according to His law, which is a law of freedom and love, and that we might be purified of that old sense of having to fulfill the law for the law's sake.